This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Let's get over to Alice Alvey. Alvis live with us. We just love it when Alice can be here live. I just love her energy. Alice, good to have you here. Alice is the CMB Vice President of Education and Training for Bill Cosgrove's company, Bill and Alice Conference Company, called Union Home Mortgage. It's got this week's legislative update. Alice, how you doing there, my friend?
I am doing well, Jay. Thanks. Nice report, Matt. I was listening intently, and then now we'll be watching it closely to see what really happens. So thanks. It's great to have you on the program with us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So a couple of quick things. The OCC has also sent a letter to the state associations, the governors and the mayors and so forth, to try and get them to recognize that these lockdowns. I know some states are opening it back up. I'm in Ohio. We're actually kind of on the better side compared to some of the other states. We still have a lot of restrictions. And so the OCC was sending out a notice. They sent that out last week to make sure that the governors really think about the impact, in particular to commercial real estate as tenants struggle. And as you have vacancies and you have stores that are now going out of business, the commercial side of our industry is really going to probably feel the hit much more so than the residential side, since borrowers that they have been able to refi. So obviously then what starts to happen is the house bills that are coming in are also very tenant focused for helping them. And so there seems to be a perfect storm brewing for commercial real estate that we'll have to watch. If you don't have tenants, you can't maintain. If the place is vacant, it becomes subject to vandalism. So they're really trying to push that states get opened back up to help those businesses. So they were trying to push that button to see if that works. We'll watch. I think the main memo I'd like to focus on is the HUD mortgagee letter 2016 that came out. Now, when people see that there's forbearance and HUD's going to take forbearance, the sales side often starts asking a lot of questions. Does this mean I can close the loan if the borrower wanted to go in forbearance? The answer to that is still absolutely not. When a loan closes, they have to have a job, and we have to know that they're going to be able to meet all the requirements of all the financing. Even this new FHA mortgagee letter says the same thing. So at the time the forbearance was initiated, the mortgage had to be current, which means they at least made one payment. Before they ask, you know, you have some customers asking before you even close. No, what happens if I go, if I decide I want to go into forbearance? So I think the thing with the HUD,
so
right?
Funny.
Yeah, right. I don't know if I am, but you never quite know what to say about that as an originator. So anyway, the idea is that the loan was current. And with the time we closed the loan, everything was in compliance. So folks out there who keep hearing rumblings of leniency, it really is that gap between we closed the loan, they made a payment, and now they're going, okay, I'm struggling. I'm not going to be able to make it. Certainly, they're eligible for all the new easy relief stuff going on. What HUD did was come up with a 2-year partial indemnification agreement. So the lender has to be able to, before they send in for endorsement, provide an additional statement that supplements the warranty that's made on the HUD application that says, yes, everything was accurate at the time of closing. So there's an extra form as a lender we have to sign as you walk through that process. If the borrower then becomes 60 days delinquent, it's a partial indemnification of 20% of the loan amount. So a little bit of relief. And I think the second part, Dave, I just want to focus on for folks is they're really looking for relief. If my borrower decided to go into forbearance, I can't take the loan application now. What if they're current and they get current? Then what can I do? Is it going to be 12 months for that group before they can come back and apply? That's where the agencies have said 3 months. So we do have some conventional that we do get a little bit of leeway as people start going back to work. To have them show us they can make 3 payments on time. You're not going to have to wait 12. And that'll be probably the biggest win that we get out of all of this so far. You still got to have job stability. That part didn't go away. So anyway, that's my 2 cents, Dave, on where we're struggling with employment and income as all of this keeps us in lockdown and folks are struggling.
That's worth so much more than 2 cents. A lot of information there, Alice. And again, if you want to listen to Alice's comments or any of the comments, Matt's, anyone's here that we have, you could go to our website and go to specifically each individual's contribution is in their own page on the website, the Lickin' Lending website. And you can listen to Alice's comments. A lot of people go back and listen and to each one of the segments because there's things that they're said. So Alice, great update as always. Good to have you back live. And we just appreciate you so much. Thank you. Appreciate you. She's my mortgage sister, everybody. She and her husband are just dear, dear friends. I want to say a special thank you to all of our sponsors, Finastra, CMLA, Community Mortgage Lenders of America, as well as Indicom, Accelerate, Ainsworth Advisors, Mobility RE, Modex, and so many others. Check out all of our sponsors on our sponsorship page. Thank you so much. Have a great week, everybody, and look forward to talking to you next week.
You've been listening to Licken on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Licken of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.